Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guests. Currently living in London, England, none such recording artist Sam Amadon. From Dayton, Ohio, award winner Robert Adamson. And from Sweden, East Side recording artist Vassen. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town. Welcome to E-Town Hall. We're so glad you're here. We have a great show for you this week. We're going to start with a cliche. Music is the universal language. Overused, you hear it all the time, and it's total cliche, but it's true. And we're going to be reminded of that over and over this week as we ramble back and forth from one century to another, from one country, one culture, one continent to another. Sam Amadon is here, the voracious listener and musical alchemist who often starts with the bones of an old folk song and then kind of explores it in every direction. And Vassen is here, the Swedish group that is impossible to describe, but fortunately I don't have to describe them because they're here and you're going to hear it shortly. I will tell you that they've been a band for a long time. Two of the band members have been playing music together since 1982. When they would go find musical elders who taught them the traditional folk music of the Uppland region of Sweden, the music that has been handed down directly from one generation to another, and they in turn are now part of that tradition and that chain. Of course, they monkeyed with it. They wrote new songs and new themes and rearranged old ones and added guitar chords that changed things, but super dynamic, really beautiful, elegant music. And we're going to hear it right now. So please welcome, for their first visit to E-Town, all the way from Sweden, Olav Johansson, Mikael Marin, and Roger Tallroot Vassen.
Thank you.
Isn't that a gorgeous sound? That's such a great sound. Love that. Olaf, welcome, and I'm so glad that Vasen is here.
I'm so glad to be here. We heard so much about this radio show.
First, I just want to ask you, the song we just heard, is that an original song? That's an original composition?
The first tune was a waltz composed by Mikael. It's called Väsenvalsen, so it's our own. Mm-hmm.
And so these are traditional musical forms, but new melodies, new compositions.
Very well put.
And speaking of traditions, you're playing the nickel harpa.
Yes.
It's an amazing, frightening-looking instrument. Looks like a ship's model of an old Roman battle machine or something. You know,
you should not be afraid. It's very peaceful. The oldest picture is from 1350.
1350, yeah. It's loosely based on a violin concept in that it's got F holes and a carved top.
Yeah, it has F holes.
Yeah. And you play the keys rather than fret the instrument as one would on a fingerboard.
Yes, it's wooden keys, and they all have a little peg sticking up that frets the string from the side, giving different pitch to the bowed strings.
Can you play a little bit just to sort of let our listeners know exactly what instrument is making that sound that's part of your sound? So hear it, here it comes. And how many strings does it have? It looks like a lot.
It's 16.
16 strings.
Yes.
Such a cool sound. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And it's a beautiful looking instrument, despite my earlier comment. Let me ask you about the evolution of the band. When you started out, I know that in bluegrass and some traditional musical forms, there are sometimes those who think, oh, this musical form is fixed and it can't really evolve. So when you started out and you started both contributing new songs and also sort of representing these old songs, were you met with any resistance or traditionalists saying, wait a minute, there's no 12-string guitar in this music or whatever?
There were two who said that.
Only two?
Yeah, I think so.
That seems pretty easy to manage. If there's only two. Yeah.
No, but it was a new, like duets, like Mikael and I playing melody and improvised second voice, that's completely safe and traditional. But then having a guitar playing the way Roger does, that was a completely new thing. Yeah. So we brought in a new sound in Swedish traditional music, and it's really interesting to see now that there's many, many young bands there. It's a trio, it's often a nickel harpa and a guitar and a fiddle.
Oh, wow, amazing. Pioneers. And are they getting all the gigs that you used to get?
They're right behind us.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's so refreshing to see this, you know, as you mentioned, these traditions have been around a long time, but to see them revitalized and refreshed and infused with new creativity and then brought into a marketplace where people wouldn't otherwise normally hear this stuff, it's a great contribution. And I've waited for a long time for this to happen, so I'm just thrilled that you guys are here.
Thank you.
Anything we need to know coming up? I know you did a live record in Japan years ago, and I understand you still tour in Japan and other places. Are there exciting things on the horizon for Vasen at this moment?
Well, we are touring with this new CD called Brood. So we're kind of busy with that. But in 2 years, we'll turn 30, and there's probably spectacular things happening.
Yeah, of course. A level of maturity that only a 30-year-old entity can really achieve.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'm really thrilled you're here and really enjoying this. So let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, from Sweden, Vasen.
Thank you.
That's Vassen from Sweden. Olav Johansson playing the nickel harper. Mikhail Marin on the five-string viola. Roger Tallrud on the 12-string guitar. Their latest is called Brood. They'll be back to play some more music later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. Finally, we'd love to hear what our listeners think about E-Town. Maybe you love the Achievement Award, or you're crazy about the artist interviews. You can head to the homepage of our website, etown.org, and find a brief survey. It only takes a few minutes, but it would be a big help. Thank you. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster, you're listening to E-Town. Olav, thank you for that, a little extra nickel harpa music. I believe he was the first world champion of the nickel harpa. And then before you take them too seriously, I should also mention that their new record, which is called Brood, is spelled B-R-E-W-E-D. So it's about more about beer than it is about family. Vassen's going to be back later on to play some more music, and coming up, Sam Amidon is here, and he's going to play some great stuff. Every week, though, before we get back to music, we get to share a story with you that we heard about from one of our listeners. It's always just something simple that happened in some community, and generally it grew and blossomed into something kind of beautiful, and these days it's nice to be reminded of things that are working and that are kind of positive. So I know we're saps, but we love these stories, and we keep doing it. So this week is no exception, and we're thrilled that we get to keep this little tradition going on, recognizing people through the Achievement Award. And here comes Helen Forster to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. Listener John Bros of Miamisburg, Ohio, told us about this week's story. Robert Adamson was a professional executive chef who worked at some of the most renowned high-end restaurants in the Cincinnati area for over 20 years. Following a family tradition of giving back to those who have less, Robert began volunteering at a local soup kitchen in his spare time. He noticed that the experience there for those who came to eat was cold and detached, with no attempt to welcome them or create a community feel. He also found the food served was not the healthiest. So, knowing that there had to be a better way to provide nourishing food to those in need, Robert and his wife Kim started the nonprofit Pay What You Can Afford restaurant called One Bistro, where hungry people can eat with dignity, and folks like you and me can enjoy great food while supporting this worthy operation. And Nick Roberts here to tell us more about this effort and how they've helped others to help start similar projects. So, right now, please join me in welcoming our Achievement Award winner this week, Robert Adamson of Dayton, Ohio.
How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for joining us. We've covered a handful of stories like this, use this model of this Pay What You Can restaurant. And for our listeners who may not know Pay What You Can Afford a restaurant, the concept, why don't you tell us about the procedure? How does it work?
Yeah, the idea is we have a suggested price on the menu. Those individuals who can't afford anything, we require an hour of their time. And that just gives us a chance to build that relationship. Mm-hmm. Some people pay a couple dollars. Some people pay the full price plus an additional pay what you can or a tip, mm-hmm. A pay it forward model.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the kinds of people who come in.
Wow. The Dayton, Ohio area is number one in the nation in heroin overdoses.
Wow. So
every day we have addicts, we have homeless, we have CEOs, we have politicians, business owners.
And Dayton, for those who don't know, was a manufacturing hub for generations and a national cash register. There was a steel mill there. There's lots of people working in manufacturing, and most of those jobs are no longer there. Is that
right? That's correct, yeah.
So I didn't realize that it's the number one city for heroin overdoses. So there's a lot of people in need.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. When you're thinking about your menu and preparing, do you kind of imagine the kinds of people who are coming in, or do you just try to make the best meals you can with the ingredients you have at hand?
We have a set menu, mm-hmm. pretty high-end, gourmet pizzas, gourmet burgers, high-end salads. And it just, again, part of food insecurity is the opportunity for us to educate people on what real food tastes like. People who are food insecure see a spinach being in a can.
Yeah.
So we have an amazing spinach salad that me personally, I would go and say, hey, why don't you try this? And once they try those flavor profiles, it really changes their way of thinking and breaking the chain of not only food insecurity, but poverty through food.
That's wild. And of course, you've got people from the opposite ends of the economic spectrum. So you've got the people who are doing well and coming here to support your efforts, but also mm-hmm. leaving more than they had to spend, and others who are at the absolute bottom. Do they hang out? Do they mingle a little bit?
They do.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a beautiful story. This gentleman came in, and he was homeless at the time. It was his birthday, so we celebrated that because we're all about family and community.
Yeah.
The police officer who arrested him was there. The judge who prosecuted him was there. The mayor of the town was there. And we all got to celebrate that. And he came to me later in the day, and he said, this is my new family.
Wow.
And it was the people who was really doing their job,
right?
But they came together eventually and said, we're here to love you and support you.
Yeah, and he saw them as other or anti or, you know,
yes.
not part of his world.
Yep.
Are you open year-round?
We are.
Yeah. Is the need greater in the cold weather?
It is.
Yeah.
The homeless population in our one location in Xenia, Ohio, they didn't have any day center for the homeless to go.
Yeah.
So a place like our community cafes are kind of a hub to come in and hang out and get warm and get a meal.
And where do you get the ingredients for your food?
We have quite a few farming partners. We're very seasonal in Ohio. But when we're in season, we have probably 10 or 12 farming partners that bless us with fresh, beautiful ingredients every day. Yeah,
farm to table.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
And how many people, on average, are helping to make this happen?
Our database is thousands of volunteers. On an everyday basis, at two of our locations, we need at least 6 to 8 people every day to volunteer.
And do you fund this mostly through those who can pay more than they have to, or how do you pay for all this?
The majority is the customers who not only come in for that meal, but they bless us with the pay it forward.
Yeah. And when did you start all this, Robert?
2012.
Mm-hmm. What was the one thing about this effort that surprised you the most in either direction, either positively or negatively?
The generational dysfunction of families that, even if they were at one point functional, but for some reason the generational thing just keeps coming back. And, you know, we want to be more than just, you know, feeding them physically, you know, spiritual mm-hmm. feeding, mentoring them, coming alongside them to help mm-hmm. them break that chain of poverty.
Right. What you're saying is that this is kind of a learned behavior that is passed on from one generation to the next.
Absolutely.
That they don't take the opportunity to find another pathway out through
right.
education or training, one kind or another.
Yeah.
Many of us read that book, Hillbilly Elegy, which was sort of about that Southern Ohio,
mm-hmm.
Kentucky migration to Southern Ohio and the options and the challenges there.
Absolutely.
So, so that's a bigger issue because that sort of in some ways requires going to the source and trying to change the behavior at home where you aren't, or for the homeless population, obviously you can be more influential in some ways.
Yeah.
Is there a first step that you can sort of direct them to when somebody does, for example, you mentioned that customer who had a kind of an awakening,
mm-hmm.
describing these new people as his family. Is there a next step to say, okay, well now here's a place you can go get some training, or here's a place where you might be able to get a job, or here's a place where you might be able to find some housing. I mean, do you get that involved with your customers?
We do. Yeah, we have quite a few partners within the addiction population. They can deal with those issues.
Yeah.
Job and Family Services with jobs.
Yeah.
And we even have a lot of court-appointed people who come in and they end up staying after their time is up to pay off their fines, which is awesome. Yeah.
Wow. So you started this in 2012. How many meals do you think you've served so far?
We're approaching 50,000.
50,000 meals.
Complimentary meals.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably over a couple hundred thousand paid meals.
Wow. Do you think this is something that other people can do in other communities?
Yeah, and what we're seeing, we've been approached by probably over 60 nationally that wants to replicate our model.
Wow.
So very soon we're going to be announcing a licensing opportunity for individuals to replicate our model exactly.
Wow.
So we're already mentoring quite a few nationally.
That's so cool. And is there a website if somebody wants to go see pictures to see what you're up to, look at the menu or all that stuff?
Yeah, onebistro.org.
Onebistro, B-I-S-T-R-O, onebistro.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of info there. If people want to contribute or help or support you in some way, they can do that there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so cool, Robert, that it's a community effort really looking out for those around you. And it makes sense, and it actually invites more people to get involved with, I think, the educational piece, mm-hmm. letting other people feel like they're participating in helping the homeless population or the underserved or the addicted. That's really an amazing way to engage the community in practical, tangible ways.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Onebistro.org if you want to learn more. Congratulations to our winner this week of the Achievement Award, Mr. Robert Adamson from Dayton, Ohio. Congratulations, Robert.
Thank you.
Now, if you just tuned in and missed part of this great story, you can find it on our website, etown.org. If you'd like to find out how to support this project, or if you'd like to nominate someone doing good work to help either the planet or the lives of others in some way, you can do that on our website as well by heading to our homepage and clicking on the word award at the far right of the very top menu. You can learn what we look for and you can submit your nomination there. Or you can always write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Robert. One Bistro. We have got more music coming up from Vasson in a little while. Right now, I'm going to tell you about our next guest. Sam Amidon has been at this for a while, this music thing. He started playing the fiddle when he was 3 years old, growing up in Brattleboro, Vermont. His parents were musical folks. They had been part of the legendary Bread and Puppet Theater based in Glover, Vermont. They were part of a recording of shape note singing, beautiful music. Anyway, he started playing the fiddle really young and learning traditional folk music when he was a kid. He started performing professionally at 13, began recording at 14, put out 5 records with his band that included his little brother in the group Popcorn Behavior. And they were interviewed on All Things Considered when they were all teenagers. So he's been at this a little while. As he got his musical skills even stronger, he also broadened his listening. Tuning into all kinds of records, folk records and jazz records and field recordings and world music and almost anything you could find. And that trend of, I'd call it like deep listening, continues today after he's now released his 8th solo record. He's a very soulful singer, as you're about to find out, adventurous musician. He now lives in London with his wife, who's also been on E-Town before, Beth Orton and their son. He is here with his friend, Chris Vadillaro. Please welcome back to E-Town, Sam Amidon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shots are fired from the darkest moments. Like a child speaking to a stranger. Thank you. Thanks so much. It's great to be here back at E-Town. We are traveling, Chris and I, across the country, touring around. And we both live in London. We're both from the Northeast. This is a song called Pat Do This, Pat Do That that I learned from the singing of the great Jeff Davis. And I later found out that the version he heard only had the first and last verse, so he found some other verses and put them in the middle. It's the folk process. Do this, Pat, do that. Without our shoes, without our hat, nothing in the world but an ostra hat. Work on the railroad. Boog sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream shot, how do you do? Just on the railroad, farfaroo. Johnny come picking on the band. Should do. Sailed across the ocean blue, work on the rail. Brook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream shot, how do you do? Just on the railroad, far, far, rear. Johnny come picking on the banjo. Didn't expect sea for me, work on the railroad. Brook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream shot, how do you do? Just on the railroad, far, far, rear. Johnny come picking on the band. Expect see me more, work on the rail. Shook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream shot, how do you do? Just on the rail, off off a road. Johnny come picking on the banjo. Comes, we'll take a ride. Here we go, side by side. Here we go, side by side. Johnny come picking on the banjo. Brook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream shot, how do you do? Just on the rare off off a road. Johnny come picking on the banjo. Brook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream shot, how do you do? Just on the rare off off a road. Johnny come picking on the banjo. Thank you.
Sam Amidon, what a goofball.
That's the second time I've been called a goofball in the past week.
welcome back. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On the new batch of songs.
Thank you.
Always pushing the envelope. I want to ask you a little bit about rhythm and pulse and time signature and feel. There's certain kinds of music. For me, it's probably mostly African music where I get surprised when I finally figure out sort of where the downbeat is. You know, it's it's like looking at something and you finally perceiving
a little shift.
Yeah. Was that like a puzzle you could solve when you were younger? Or is that something you chase? Because I know you dabble
rhythm
in
is
that.
Important. I first was into New England fiddle playing, which is sort of a mix of French, Canadian, and Irish styles. And then I really got driven towards the Irish music. And then later on, I got into old-time music. And when you learn all those different styles on the fiddle, each one is like an alternate universe unto itself, you know? And a lot of that is the feeling of the rhythm.
Yeah.
And obviously, in each case, you can play along at the same tempo to a metronome. But what's happening in between one beat and the next is totally different and unquantifiable. So as I've progressed into other music, I think I've still been curious about that personal quality of rhythm.
Yeah. Tell me if I got this right, but the making of this latest record, it started out in a session in New York, mostly with the percussion, right?
It was a day of free improvisation. I didn't do it looking for an end. I just did it to kind of clear the decks. And I brought Shahzada Smiley, who plays electronics and guitar, and a wonderful saxophonist named Sam Gendel, and myself on all my instruments. And then the sort of special guest was Milford Graves, who's a legendary free jazz drummer from the early 60s. He has studied all these different styles, and he kind of plays them in this insane way that's sort of all at once. And so we just sort of played, and it was a mess and beautiful, wild mess. And the last 10 minutes of the record is the last 10 minutes of that improvisational session. First part of the record is much more song-based, but still uses elements that we gathered from that day.
Let me ask you about that sort of that crazy free improv day. The casting is critical, so you found people that you imagined you could communicate with and listen to. Did you have a structure or a song or a concept or a theme or anything? You just like, let's get in the room and we'll just start making some noise.
I had a couple little bits that I brought, just a couple melodies, but it was pretty open.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a question of what was good or bad, really, to that day. It was just like, just to open yourself up and go without fear into the unknown.
Yeah. And when you think about the collaborations, you know, you always, as I mentioned, casting is kind of important. You think about these collaborations where other players and other musicians inspire you. Do you have a list of people, or is it just kind of things you discover as you're listening and you say, wow, I'd love to try something with that
person? It's a combination of, you know, fantasies of imagining things in terms of listening to music and stuff that just comes through happenstance, you know, and connection. And for me, like, my favorite activity in the whole world is listening to music. And like, listening to all the different kind of albums and, you know, seeing people play. So a lot of stuff on my albums is me thinking as a listener, like, man, you know, Milford, what he does, people think of it as this experimental thing, but really it's very connected to ancient rhythmic traditions. And so what if I brought some of what I love from the fiddle music and sort of mixed that in with what Milford does?
Right.
But we had Juma Sultan on this record, who played percussion at Woodstock and in Hendrix's band for a year. And he brought a whole different energy than Milford. Milford has a real intensity. Yeah. And Juma came later in the day with this very gentle spirit and played some percussion on the Juma Mountain song that I named for him.
Wow, amazing. Well, Sam, I love your adventurousness. I love your sort of wild, reckless abandon. And you just, it's not totally reckless, but it's open.
Thank you.
Well, listen, let's get back to some more music. And thanks again for coming back. Welcome back, if you would, Sam Amidon.
Thank you. I'd like to have Helen and Nick come sing this with me. This is one called Weeping Mary that my parents recorded with a word of mouth chorus way back in the 70s. Are there anybody here like Mary, a weep and call to my Jesus in hell draw nigh? Are there anybody here like Mary, a weep and call to my Jesus in hell draw nigh? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Mm-hmm. anybody here like Peter a sink and call to my Jesus and I'll draw nigh? Are there anybody here like Peter a sink and call to my Jesus and I'll draw nigh? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Jailers a trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like jailers a trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be, glory be, glory be.
Thanks, guys. Love to have the E-Town band come on now. We'll do a song from an album I made almost 10 years ago now called All Is Well, and the song is called Wedding Dress.
Wedding dress, better be making your wedding dress. Oh, it's already made, trimmed in red, dressed all around with a golden thread. Golden thread, golden thread. Dressed all around with the golden thread. Oh, it's already made, trimmed in brown. Dressed all around with a golden crown. Golden crown, golden crown. Dressed all around with a golden. Wouldn't say no, all she do just sit and sew. Sit and sew, sit and sew. All she do just sit and sew.
Thank you.
Sam Amendon, now living in London, originally from Vermont. The record's called The Following Mountain. Along with E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Christian Teal, Ron Jolly, and Helen Forrester, and Chris Vadalaro on percussion and bass. Sam Amendon.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by the way, if you've missed some of this week's show, you came in late, you'd like to hear it again, or to share this with your friends, the podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows are available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. Each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
Nick Forrester, you're listening to E-Town. I want to say hello to some folks who are tuning in on stations like WUTK in Knoxville, Tennessee, on KSKI in Sun Valley, Idaho, K-Ski, and returning to their lineup after many years, we're very happy to be back on WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you want more information about any of our guests, if you want to see photos or videos from this week's show, see exactly what the nickel harpa looks like and whether or not it's scary, you can do all of that stuff online at etown.org. I'm thrilled that all of our guests could be here this week. Sam, you know, from London, Vasen from Sweden, and of course our award winner from Dayton. It's good to be reminded that we have things that we share, right? The things that we have in common across cultures. And of course we share problems and challenges also, but it's a bigger community than we sometimes think, and I love that reminder. We are going to get back to music right now. Would you please welcome back from Sweden the wonderful band Vasen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing. Vassen, Olav Johansson on the nickel harpa, Mikhail Marin on the five-string viola, and Roger Tallroot on the 12-string guitar. Their record is called Brood. Vassen. We've got time for one more song. We're going to get everybody out and do one more song together. I want to thank all our guests this week. Thanks to Sam Amidon, along with his friend Chris Vadalaro, all the way from London. Really appreciate their being here. I thank our award winner, Robert Adamson, helping feed those in need in his hometown of Dayton, Ohio, and spreading the word to many other communities. Thanks again to Vassen. Thanks to our house band, the E-Tones, and Helen Forster. Thanks to all of you for being a part of this experience this week. Yet another example of music, in fact, being universal and timeless. We're going to continue that trend right now with our next song, once again proving that, in fact, Elvis is alive and well. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you could be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization with help from all of our fine staff and recorded live at E-Town Hall. Our website is etown.org, where you can comment on the show and find all kinds of information. You can also make an eHuman Award nomination there by going to our homepage and clicking on the button called Award. Other ways to reach us are through Twitter, our two Facebook pages, and the E-Town blog. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by the support of E-Town's family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Sam Amidon, Vassen, Helen Forster in the E-Tones. Thanks to our volunteers and engineers. We'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.